Hey everybody, and welcome to the 8-Bit Bits presented by 8-Bit Geek. You can always check out our main podcast on Audio Boom, and also check out our website, www.the8bitgeek.com. I am here to give a short review, and we could talk for days on this game, but Skyforge, I'm going to give you a short run-up of my time, my 3 weeks that I've spent in the world of Skyforge so far. It is if you've never heard of it, it is a free-to-play, third-person action MMORPG, and it's from a company called Mail.ru. I don't know. It's a weird name. It's a Russian company, and they localize it for the U.S., and they push it out. It's kind of an open beta right now. It just released on July 16th, and they call it open beta, but they're giving you, you can buy the collector's edition already, so I just say it's released. I think they put the beta tag on there just to, because of the bugs that they're having from the Russian servers. I mean the Russian translation. So I don't know. What do I think about this? Normally, free to play games are terrible. They don't do very well. When you think free to play, you think of iOS games that, you know, you have an ad pop up every 5 seconds, or, you know, free to play, they get you to invest money into it like crazy, kind of like we were just talking about it on the show today. It's Blizzard's MOBA. I'm sure everyone will tell me on Twitter what it is, but I've had a buddy who's invested a couple $100 in that game, and Skyforge has done a really good job of not trying to get money out of you. And you can't pay to get better. You can pay for, you know, some visual stuff and a little bit of help with upgrades, but you can't pay for a great weapon. You can't pay for levels. You can't pay to power level. There's these weekly caps that go into place, so that way you can't get too far ahead of everybody else. And you know, it's a really complex game, but it's a really fun game. And I'm not a person who sticks with MMOs I'm not very good at sticking with them because I kind of get bored after a while. My whole thing when it comes to MMOs is I really love the beginning. You know, you get in there, you start swinging, you start getting some levels really quickly, and you work towards something. And I don't like end game. You know, I'm not a person who likes raids and sitting there for hours to get a piece of armor so I could do the next raid. So this really does a great job of balancing out for the casual gamer as well as the hardcore gamer. Hardcore gamer can spend a week in this thing just flying through it, but after they hit that cap, you don't get any more experience. And they don't even have they don't call it experience. Which is a great thing. It's called prestige. You build your prestige up in order to unlock new abilities and to unlock new classes. I don't even know where to start. I'm bouncing back and forth because of how big this game is and how much there is about it. So it's really hard to stay focused on. I should have made a list of things to go through with this. I wasn't smart enough to do that, so I apologize. The game reminds me a lot of Phantasy Star Online for the Dreamcast, which I absolutely loved. It was one of my favorites because as a casual gamer, you can go in and you can spend 20 minutes and then bounce out and then go do something else with your day. Or you can spend 5 hours, you know, if you have a day off and you just want to, you know, blow some time off and have some fun in game with your friends. That's what I loved about Phantasy Star Online. I used to come home at night after work, play it for an hour or two, and it was compartmentalized. You know, and that's how Skyforge is. So when you first enter the game, you play a little bit of through the story, and then you get to the main hub. And through this hub, you go and select what mission you want to go on. So the world is made up of all these different missions, and you can select ones to do. It's teams. You could do. There's a solo area, which is a bigger area to do. Then there's all these group missions with 3-5 player runs, and then there's PvP as well. Well, These runs can take anywhere from 10 to 40 minutes, and it'll tell you exactly how long the average is. So some will be 10 minutes. Well, you get these gorgeous areas because that's all that loads up is this one area, and it runs really smoothly. You go through the bad guys, and you typically fight three bosses in each area, in each section, in each mission. And you get some major rewards for it, and it's really fun. Like, I can't say that enough, how much fun I'm having with it. I'm 3 weeks in. I am at 5.2K prestige. Now, you can get up to 30K prestige, and that's when your raids start. But I, like I said, I'm just casually going through this, and I'm kind of addicted. I really am, and I have not said that in a long time about an MMO. Last time I was addicted to an MMO was Star Wars, The Old Republic, and I maxed out and I quit. So I was done with that because, once again, I didn't want to do the raiding. This kind of circumvents that to where you could do whatever you want in the game. You can just keep doing the same missions over and over again. And then there's the whole progression system. So you have three classes unlocked. You have a paladin, you have a cryomancer, and then you have a light bringer. That's what they call them. And so it's pretty much, you know, your pally, your healer, and your attack. Well, you can switch on the fly. So you can go from attack to healing depending on what the situation needs or the group that you're running with. And that makes it really cool. And so that's different. But also, there's tons of classes to unlock. You have to go through the Atlas in order to unlock these. Generally, if you're a hardcore gamer, you can get your first unlock within a week. I just got mine a couple nights ago, and it's I got the Slayer unlocked. And he's been a blast so far. And you have to level up your skills and your abilities by doing more missions and everything. But he's been a blast. You know, it's like a ninja. And I just got into PvP. PvP has been a lot of fun. You get a lot of rewards for that. And by the time that you listen to this, they're already going to have the first expansion out, and it's free. What's it called? What are they naming it here? I forget. Let me look it up real quick. It is called The Crucible of the Gods, and they're fixing a ton of stuff in this. And it's going to be down for like 5 hours on Tuesday if you're listening to this. I'm in Central Time, so it's going to be down from 3 to 8. Yeah. Yeah. It sucks. And 3 to 7, something like that. But it's a 3.85 gig patch. Whew, pretty big. What they're updating is the chat system. They're redoing where you can play with friends, make it easier. They're just doing a ton of content. They're adding raids. They're adding more missions. They're adding more rewards. Very cool stuff. If you do want to get into it and pay for it, you can buy the collector's edition. It gives you a few bonuses and a mount and some epic weapons and stuff like that. I'm going to do it because I want to support the game, and I've really enjoyed it thus far. And I've gotten my time out of it. I've had to put at least, oh my goodness, in 3 weeks now, I'm going to say I'm a good 100 hours. No, not 100. That's too much. Maybe 60, 70. Maybe still too much. I don't know. I'm going to lie to you. I wish I could tell you. Maybe 60. I'm going to say 60 in 3 weeks. And maybe 70. Who knows? Point is, great game. I'm not going to give it... I can't give it a 10 because I don't think I've spent... it's an MMO, so it's ongoing, but the patches and everything, it needs to be fixed on some major areas. You get stuck and there's still crashes and, you know, you can't really play with friends yet. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to update my review, but I definitely give it a solid 8, and I would recommend anyone to play it because... it is free to play. It's free to try out. You can go to, I think it's my.com. My.com. Yeah, my.com. And you click on the banner ad that says Skyforge. Or you can just search for Skyforge. So Other than that, I'm going to wrap things up. It's been about 10 minutes, which usually this is going a little bit longer than we like on the 8-bit bits, but definitely, definitely play it. Really fun. Really, really fun. And come find me in game. You can add me. My name is Anthem Empire in game. And that's about it. Thanks for listening. Peace.